into your head.
The podcast junkie says,
one of the funniest things I've heard.
The Kildare Nationalist calls it,
well worth a listen. Inevitably, you'll end up laughing.
Dave Fanning of RTE Radio 1 says,
40 seconds of that was enough.
Apparently, if you drive to the levee and there's no water in it, that's considered a problem nowadays. I presume a Chevy is... I've got a Chevy, now that you mention it. A Chevrolet Matiz. If I drove that to... if I was able to drive and I drove that to the levee or had someone drive me to the levee in it and there was no water in the levee, I think I'd be quite excited about that. I'd want to drive along the levee, along the floor of the levee. I assume it's a river. Is the levee a river or is it short for something like the way Chevy is? That would explain a lot. Maybe levee is short for Chevrolet, which leaves the question of what a Chevrolet is. I don't know what a Chevrolet is. There's no point abbreviating these things to something shorter if you don't even know what the original expanded version means. You can't. That's like if I go up to you and say, hello, what do you think of anti-disestablishmentarianism? And you'll say, I don't know. What's anti-disestablishmentarianism? And I'll say, oh, you know what I mean. Anti-dis. And they'll say, no, I still don't understand. So I'll say, anti. What do you think of the concept of anti? Or ant for short. Or an for even shorter. Or ah for much shorter. Or just eh. What do you think of eh? And they'll say, I've no idea what you're talking about. Do you think you could expand on it a bit? And you'll say, oh, I obviously did. I expanded on this the very first time. I expanded it to its full length. There were about 35 letters and you didn't know what I was talking about. I was trying to make it simpler for you by abbreviating it. But if you don't know what eh is, there's absolutely nowhere you're going to be able to understand what it is if I call it anti-disestablishmentarianism. That's way too many syllables for the likes of you to understand. It's all about, you can make that, you know, that's something you have to bear in mind when you're writing. It's okay to have a very long word as long as there's not very many syllables in it. So you could have the word, say for example, zook. That could be spelt S-C-Z-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-C-K-K-K-H-H-H-H-H. That's fine for it to be a lengthy word because there's still only one syllable in it and people understand syllables. They don't understand letters or writing, but they understand. Syllables are the natural thing. When man first begun, we spoke in syllables, we grunted. A grunt is a syllable. It's all about the syllables. That's what you have to remember. Syllables. Syllables. Something that can be syllabed is a syllable. A syllable object. Not to be confused with billable, which is different. Although some solicitor is charged by the syllable, so their syllables are billable. But no, we're getting carried. We're getting carried away there. There's no point getting up on a high horse when there's nothing to get high on your horse about. We're all in agreement here. There's no need to get all high and mighty and go, no, I disagree with that strongly. I disagree with it too, so we're both on the same side here. If you get up on your high horse and I get up on another high horse, we're both exactly at the same level still. Unless, of course, we're far enough away from each other for the curvature of the earth to be an issue. But even then, I don't think that's something you should worry about too much. I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, he's being unreasonable. He knows damn well that the simplification of a word such as, or a concept such as anti-disestablishmentarianism is a lot more complicated than just abbreviating it into less syllables. He's oversimplifying the matter. That's the whole frigging point. These things are too complicated. It's our job as intellectuals and educators to shorten them and make them more accessible. accessible to people, because if people can't access things, how are they going to climb inside them? Well, let's take the example of the public bus simple, the public bus system. Let's say you've got one of those bendy buses. They've experimented with them here in Ireland in recent years. We had the double decker buses, and someone decided, these double decker buses that we've been using for the last 100 years are crap. Let's get long bendy single decker buses. So they tried them out. They bought a few long bendy single decker buses. The problem was, every time you tried to get on a bus that had just gone round the corner, you tried to get on to at the front, and then you couldn't get to the back of the bus because it was bent. You just got to, the whole thing was bent together. The rubber bits were all stuck together. There was no gap through which you could walk into the back of the bus. You had to wait until the bus moved onwards and got to a straight bit in the road, and then of course you could do that. But what if you want to get off the bus at a stop that's just after a bendy bit, and the bus is bent at right angles, the rubber bit in the middle doesn't have an opening because it's bent to its full capacity. You can't get off the frigging bus. What are you going to do then in an emergency? I suppose you could use the emergency door, but what are you going to do then in a non-emergency? You can't get out the emergency door because they've signs up saying, this door is for emergencies only, fine for improper use, up to and including €500 and or prison sentence and or death. Were the death sentence to be available in this country, which it isn't. They have the fear of God put into you. If you so much as press an emergency alarm button on public transport here, they send dogs round after you. They get a big trained dog, and tell you it's not a guide dog, it's a dog that's being trained to eat people. Comes around. You see, the reason that's nothing to do with violence or anything, the reason the police have these violent dogs so that when they're sniffing out drugs and they can smell the drugs but they can't find the drugs, they need to find that evidence, or there's no point to them at all. So what you have to do is eat everybody who's there, eat all the human flesh, and then they'll be left with the little bag of drugs that was inside the person, and then they'll have their evidence there, and then they can say, that was a drug mule. We found the drugs after our dog ate all the human flesh. We were finally able to find the drugs. So thank Christ for that. That's one more drug mule off the market. Of course, you have drug camels as well. They're more liqueur camels. They get stuff like putgene and illegal alcoholic drinks, and they're carried in drug camels. They do the liquid part of it. The drug mules do the powdery stuff. Where are we? We're 3 minutes and 51 seconds into this segment. I could either stop it here and do another 3 minute segment, or I could carry on. Which would you prefer? I don't know. I feel like I'm in that bend in the bus now. If I stop this segment here and start a new one, that could be like a bend in the two-thirds of the way through today's show that you can't get past because we're stuck on the bend, and one of you want to get out at the end and you can't access the next segment because it's not to your liking. I'll just carry on. I'll carry on to make this segment longer, and we'll finish it off at this one. Because I don't want to cause you inconvenience because of my editing. Although why would inconvenience you, I don't know. I'm supposed to spend my whole time thinking about you listening to this. It's hard enough thinking about me talking into the microphone here. I've got my headphones on so I can monitor my voice. I've got my microphone here. I've got a thing up on the screen flashing and it says record. And these two things that are yellow and green, but they're going into a red area. Apparently that's bad if it goes into the red area like it's doing now. That's something you have to avoid. I don't know anything about that. I'm not a frigging sound engineer. I'd studied accountancy and expected now, just because I have a desire to let out some of what little bit of talent I have on the internet, I'm supposed to learn how to be a sound engineer. Absolutely fucking ridiculous if you ask me. I've got better things to do with my life than go around learning how to transmit sound as waves and convert everything into ones and zeros. That's ridiculous. Everything's down to ones and zeros. You can't get some countries now, you can't get a frigging FM radio anymore. They'll say, oh no, it's all gone digital. There's no such thing as radio anymore. Everything has to be converted into digits. What's your name? My name's Neil. Well, you're 4721 now. Is that okay? I'll say, it is not okay. For one thing, that's not my name. I'm not in some sort of sci-fi movie. I like that one. What's that one where everyone gets killed when they get to their 30th birthday, and it's all black and white, and there's some people try to escape the system. I forget what it's called now. It's an excellent sci-fi movie from the 50s or 60s. They're supposed to be remaking it at some point, with different actors and different film. They probably won't record over the original film tape, because they don't do that anymore nowadays. But there was a remake of that Arnold Schwarzenegger thing came out a couple of weeks ago, where they're all hunting each other, but it's on a different planet. They're all predatorizing each other. That's what everything is about nowadays. We're all predators. It's all men chasing women, cats chasing mice, toys chasing nice places to live, politicians chasing places to work and give them money for the term. People chasing digits around in the air, trying to catch them so they can listen to podcasts. It's a world gone mad, and quite frankly, none of it makes sense to me. I don't understand any of it. None of the aforementioned, as far as I'm concerned, can be. It's because it's all being broken down now into digits. We can't reassemble it unless we have the necessary equipment. You're not allowed to understand anything with your bare mind anymore. You have to have some sort of a machine to catch it. It's like the way you can't get ordinary television channels through your cable anymore. You have to get a decoder. You have to put a card into it, and you have to tell them which channels you want to understand. It's the same with real life. Anyway, good morning.
Help support this
free podcast.
Go to intoyourhead.com/tipjar.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
intoyourhead.com.